Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
And it's my birthday today, everyone. Yeah. Well, it was a couple days ago,
but we did
the show on Wednesday. And you guys are so amazing. This is how awesome all my coworkers are. You guys went out on your own volition, and you all got me presents and cards and all sorts of cool stuff. And I just wanted to say thank you guys and invite you onto the set to open these presents that you all got me.
For the record, we did not do that. This is all in your handwriting.
You didn't go either, right? Because I didn't go.
This is all in your handwriting.
I didn't go.
Nobody went to go get these gifts.
I noticed you put little initials so you could tell yourself who the cards are from.
Oh, don't pull the curtain aside, Greg. Let's start with this first present here. I don't know who this could possibly be from. This must be from you, right?
It must be from me.
It does. Let's see. This one says...
Did you watch Crisis on Infinite Earths last night?
I heard about it. Crazy. God.
The tag on this says, please stop doing this show, Greg. Aww.
Right, that's accurate. I didn't write that.
That's so fun.
It also says Greg sucks.
Oh, does it?
Oh,
why would you put that?
I wouldn't put that.
Pretty biting of yourself.
He does that. It's crazy.
That's
Let's see
though.
What you got me here, Greg.
That's funny. The intro.
Oh,
Greg,
you got me my favorite carrot cake Oreos.
Those are good Oreos.
And this random flavor that I don't know if we've ever tried, but maybe we can try it together.
Ooh!
Yeah, I know.
Caramel coconut.
I don't know.
This is a good birthday song.
And these, when my wife saw these, she said, and I quote, ew.
So we'll see how that goes.
When you got them for her, for them.
Oh, you guys went together, Greg.
Here, let's put these in your lap because
I was not there.
You'll take those back. Won't that be fun?
Greg and Dee didn't go shopping. That's interesting.
Did you guys go shopping together? That's so cool. Well, my wife loves me, so you know. Let's see this next present. Who is this from? This looks. Let's open this up real quick. This is a fun card. Says you're not old. Oh, that's so fun. And it's friends inspired.
You're not old.
Do you know how old the Earth is? That's a Ross quote.
Okay.
That's Roscoe. This one's from Joey. It says, I like you more than you think.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's on any given day.
That's nice, Joe.
That's pretty accurate, Joey. Yeah.
Let's see what you got me here.
Yeah.
And this is, what is that? This is a cat door stopper.
Oh.
Wait.
What? It's an odd gift. It's an odd gift to get him, Joey.
It's just.
Nick likes the ugly, cute.
It's so cute.
Wait, did you really buy this?
But honestly, none of us went.
I was trying to figure out the Nick, mindset of when he bought
this. Right. What
was
going
through his mind? It's so amazing because what you must have known is that I'm so tired of moving the door stoppers around, and this will be so much funnier for when guests come over. We put it right down next to the door. Also, when Greg has to get up when we want to talk and take it and close the door, it'll just be nonstop shenanigans.
Also, I'm not allergic to this.
Look at that. Do you want to smell it?
Wait, so this is Are you allergic to the other door stoppers?
No, it's
yeah,
cats.
It's a cat.
Kind of that alert. Where'd you get it, Joey?
Joey got it at Target.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah. All these gifts from Target?
I don't know, guys. Did you guys all go to Target together?
No.
It's crazy.
This is all you.
It's crazy. Let's see, this next gift is from,
Yeah, Joey was in a different state.
This one says, let the fiesta begin.
I wonder who this is from.
Wishing you a mucho good time on your birthday. Oh, it's from Andy.
Yeah, okay.
That's nice.
That's a really long note that you wrote, Andy.
He said, Andy wrote, of course, because Andy, you know, I'm important to him. He says, you're the best co-host on the planet. Thanks, Andy.
Okay.
Much better than that hat Greg Miller or that fanboy Tim Geddes. When I go to Funhouse, I'll definitely see about taking you with me or probably not. P.S. I'm sorry I can't hang out with you next time. I'm real busy that day.
That sounds like me. That does sound like me.
Did you write it?
That's crazy.
No, of course.
It's all the same handwriting. It's all Nick's handwriting.
Oh, Andy, we can share these together.
Nice.
Look at how much we'll share these
happy
together.
Birthday,
thanks, man. Happy birthday to you, too.
Happy birthday, man.
That's great.
You look
okay.
A day over 20.
Let's see what this, what is this? We'll go with this one first. This looks like it's kind of shoddily wrapped, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, maybe the person wrapping didn't have time to wrap
maybe
it.
Maybe we didn't really understand how many presents we bought and spent way too much money on this.
Yeah.
This is a, this is a $15 gift card to Taco Bell from Cool G. He said, you're the Beyonce to my Hova.
Wow.
That's what he said
there. I love that. That's really nice.
This is the gift that keeps on giving right there.
This is Nick. Why do I keep...
so great.
I keep convincing myself these are actually gifts.
So nice of him.
These are all Nick.
Let's see here. What's this one say? This looks like this is a card. I don't know if this came with
anything. You spelled
anything.
Hova wrong. Right, though. I'm pretty impressed that you spelled it right.
Yeah, I asked... I didn't write that. That's Cool G. He knows. Visa is A. Oh, this must be from Tim.
This is a
Power Rangers birthday card. Look at that.
I knew you needed it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
It's
and he said, it's a little pop-up. He said, please enjoy this gift card to the best pizza place in San Francisco. Roundtable Pizza.
All right. All right.
$25
is
Roundtable Pizza.
It's number two, but you know.
Okay.
$25 Roundtable Pizza. Wow, you guys are really giving. Yeah. It's really, this is like a lot of money that went into this. It's crazy.
The show doesn't have that big of a budget.
Crazy that that.
It may have been overblown quite a bit. This one.
We should log into the business account and see if we bought all these. You know what I mean? Because when the cat popped up as, oh, a doorstop, I'm like, all right, cool, that's useful. Mm-hmm. Food, useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Taco Bell and the Roundtable gift cards that seem very specific to one person use.
It's, you know? I mean, you guys know me, and that's what I appreciate about working with you all side by side, day in, day out. Yeah. We get each other. And will I use these gift cards on you? Probably not.
Maybe, yeah.
I probably won't
You'll
do
probably
that.
You'll probably go on your own time.
Let's see, this next present, what is this? This looks like it's from... So this says, this card says, you are what you eat, and today you are cake and beer and ass. Okay, it says that.
Oh, wow.
Apparently in here.
Very
he crossed
graphic.
It out and just put
okay,
ass.
Yeah, so not really say that.
And then I guess we still eat ass here. Then he said, dear Nick, I thought I'd get you a present to celebrate the last time you understood video games.
Okay, who's
that's,
it from?
That's from Barrett?
From Barrett. Oh,
that's weird. What did he get me? What did he get me here? Oh, okay. It's a Nintendo 64 shirt.
Wow,
yeah, it's
nice.
A Nintendo 64
that's
shirt.
Pretty nice. That's a I like really that. Nice shirt, actually.
That's
really
expense.
Really yeah. good. Really good shirt.
Do you plan on wearing that?
Probably, yeah. Because, I mean,
Do
again,
you
know, I remember like three games on this console,
oh, okay.
and that's what I can contribute to Gamescast and all the other shows that do good
numbers. What shirt are you taking out of the rotation? Since
What's
D
that?
D-Walt, like, the one in one.
Oh, we did it. We did a mass purge last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, now we've got hangers that are just sadly hanging there by themselves. It's depressing.
Is this card racially insensitive?
It's, you know, it's best if we move on
okay.
to the next card. Yeah.
Next card.
The choice that he made, he has to live with
it's it. The yeah. wishing you a mucho good time. It sounds like
much.
Your dad would try to use it at, like, fucking Chevy's.
Yeah.
try to... Well, he was like mucho guacamole.
I'll take the agua.
It's much. Have a much good day.
Let's move on. Let's just go on to the next card.
Okay, let's
Jesus
see here.
Fucking Christ.
This looks like the second to last present, I think. Oh no, there's three presents. Left. This one looks like it's from. Let's see who this is. This says, guess what?
Guess Chicken what? Butt.
Chicken butt. You were right. Did you get this?
Wow.
Chicken butt.
It's like you knew it.
That's crazy.
Did you see that card already?
No, it's just, it's you know, back in my day, that's how we were.
Guess what?
The playground.
Got it.
Chicken butt. And this looks like it's from Blessing, our newest employee.
Wow.
That's so great. He Very said, cool. I understand you like movies. Here's something based on movies. Looking forward to getting to know you better. Blessing. It's nice okay. of him, you know what I mean? Like, he's making the effort.
What I'd like also like to point out is how welcoming Nick is as a boss. Where he said, everyone, come in for my birthday party. And then when he looked around and not everybody's here, he goes, can somebody get Cool G? Cool G's busy. All right. No yeah. call for Blessing.
Again,
right
I...
Right around the corner to sit
listen,
there.
Listen.
Love to be in part of Kind of Funny
The
content.
Thing that you guys, I'm sure, know about me is I don't like to be a burden.
Yeah.
I don't ever like to put people
hey,
out. Or, oh, hey, Blessing,
hey,
I'm opening up the present you got for me. Thank you so much.
Oh, I didn't know you were having a birthday party.
Yeah, I did. I told you that I got you a present from me.
I didn't invite you.
Thanks for the
room
invite.
That you're next
I
to.
Walked through and I gave a general air of everyone
yeah.
come on set.
I missed that.
So air. This looks like, this is from Blessing. This was the Blockbuster Party game.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's
I heard
cool.
they had that back in your day. So
that's yeah, really awesome. You guys, this is how big the tapes used to be. We used to have to work out just so we could put them in the VHS player.
That could be something actually useful for the company.
That's what I was thinking actually, of maybe potentially.
Would you?
I mean, that's what I was thinking when I saw it just now.
Okay.
Because I thought maybe we could actually keep that instead of taking it back to Target. Okay, it looks like there's two more.
Wow.
This next one, it looks like
Thanks,
is...
Thanks, Bless. Go back to your
Thanks,
hole.
Thanks, Bless. This next one is not a card. It just... Just a post-it note
okay.
in here. It says, let's see. What's in here? This looks like it's from Kevin. It said, I know you need a new car, so please take one of mine. I have nine.
Wow. He gave, wow.
So he just.
Huge. That's
Kevin.
Huge. Very
Thank
nice.
You so much.
Very
That's
nice
so awesome. And it's crazy. It looks like it's a key
it looks like
to
a
an 06 Honda Accord.
Weird.
That's crazy. We have so many things in common.
Honda?
I have one now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See this?
Very cool.
Better make sure I put that in my pocket.
Like you couldn't even get another key anywhere.
You know, I could have probably asked Tim or something, but
we did a
you know,
great job.
That is what it goes. I guess this is the last one, guys. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be a part
from?
Of this. This is I don't know who this is
Jeff
from actually. This is crazy. Is there more people here? Maybe it's from Gary or something.
Oh, Gary.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
Is that from Gary? This is just a $25 gift card, and it says, "Dear Nick, you're my favorite. Love, Nick." This is
okay. Yeah, Starbucks that makes sense. Okay.
I guess I got it for myself. This is the gift that keeps on giving, especially since someone took the gift that I wanted last time for the white elephant gift exchange. Not looking at anyone in particular, but
I got you. The spam. Fuck you all.
Fuck you.
Andy, you guys.
I ate that spam.
Did you? You ate the spam?
Did you eat the spam? So nice, Kevin. I'm gonna enjoy driving your car. That's cool, guys. What else? Oh, you guys got me a cake? That's so awesome.
We didn't.
That's so cool. It's right here.
Did you have 40 candles in it?
I got candles. I mean, you guys put candles in it. That's crazy, Andy.
It's so weird that you are candles.
With this.
Oh, well, yeah, Susie Cakes
is the best.
Susie
Cake. This one actually, it looks like you guys got from the one up on Laurel because it was closer to work. Oh, it's my favorite message, too.
How do you know that from looking at the cake?
It says hashtag. Greg's.
God,
oh, wow. You guys are the best.
Why would they even write that on a cake?
She was.
Why would you write that on a cake, Susie Cake?
She was taken aback. She was a little. She was like, "That's what you want," and I said, "This is what I want."
That's a hate crime. I'm surprised they put it on there. You think more of that, but apparently. Oh. Trump's America, right?
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I can't tell if this is funny or sad.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Greg sucks. Yay.
Happy birthday, Nick.
What'd you wish for?
The cat's amazing.
The fucking cake with the cat.
With the cat. Oh, my
Great
God.
Great job with the cat.
Great. Good job, Jared. That cat's the best. All right, guys. Hey, if anyone would like some cake, we can cut some cake right now. We'll just continue on with the show.
Yeah, let's cut some cake.
Yeah.
I'm really
Watch out. You got the knife there?
The thing that I'm really excited about, this isn't the last of the celebration, Nick.
No?
We have more. Yeah, we have more to celebrate.
You guys actually did something for me?
I went ahead and I put a little video package together.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot of friends, right, we're just wishing you a happy birthday. So, Kevin, if you can roll that. And if we can get silence during the actual messages, we'll pause in between each video in case we need to say something about the person wishing you a happy birthday.
Okay.
So go ahead and hit play on the video, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Do we have volume also?
My precious, lovely, sweetie pie. Happy birthday. 40. You know what they say, 40 is the new 30. Congratulations. I love you, man. I hope it's a great year. I miss you. I miss all you guys over at Kind of Funny. And I hope that your birthday is fantastic and that you are having the best day ever. And come visit Austin soon. I don't have anything else funny to say. I just sincerely... love you, dude, and I hope you have a great birthday.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's very, very sweet.
That was nice of her.
Very sweet of Barb,
that was great.
Yeah.
I assume all of them will be just like that.
Oh, all of them, yeah. Go ahead with the next one, okay.
I'm not actually reading that book. Nick, happy birthday from your old buddy, Josh McCuga, your brother from another mother. I understand you're 40, which means you're a lot older than I am and clearly a lot more hideous than I am. But at the end of the day, everybody knows that the real Italian stallion is me.
We heard Amanda.
That was amazing.
Thank you for that, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
We miss you.
Hope you enjoyed Bad Boys for Life. It looks fun. It's on 90%.
He seems really excited about it. Very, very excited.
Very excited about it. Thanks for doing this.
So let's see the next one.
Whose birthday? Nick. Which one is Nick? Is that the guy with the? Oh no! Yeah, Nick. He's only 40.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Troy, for
Maybe,
that
I
message.
Think the head wrap is too tight on Troy's head.
Maybe he doesn't remember who
he
you are.
He doesn't understand who I am.
He's met us before, though, right?
He has, I think.
Yeah.
But it's understandable. We all look so sexy together that it's hard to tell us all apart.
Let's play the next one, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Nick!
Sorry it's a little late, but we wanted to make sure that we wished you a very happy 60th birthday. Yeah, you know, you don't look a day over 50.
That's
sad. Can't say that much.
James.
Hmm?
It's 40. He turned 40.
What turned 40? He turned 40?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But Andy's what, like 23?
Yeah.
Andy, I don't even think Andy can drink.
He doesn't age.
I mean, he can drink because he probably goes to like a 7-Eleven and they'll sell him anything he wants.
Yeah.
But like, he's got to be like 19. Nick, what? You got 40? Nick.
Thank you, James and Elise, for that. I really
that
appreciate
bad.
That
it's video. Not the worst thing ever.
But yeah, I mean, thanks for the compliments. I appreciate that as well. Very, very nice.
I don't like that they complimented you more than me in that video. I don't even know why you were in that video at all. truth be told. It's a birthday wish to me.
What can I say, man? I'm just always on people's minds. You know?
I guess.
Always on people's minds.
Take me with
let's
you.
Let's play the next clip. Go ahead, Kev. Thank you.
Wow, Nick. Happy 50th birthday, buddy.
God damn him.
Half
God
a century.
Him.
That is an accomplishment.
Did he make his hair higher?
Especially somebody in your shape. To make it for half a century is... That's huge. That's huge. And to have a successful comedy career for 2 years of that, you know, obviously not consecutively, not contiguously,
yeah.
But, you know, within that 50 years, I would say you've been on point for about 2 years throughout that time.
Yeah.
And that's something to celebrate. Because you have to celebrate something.
Yeah.
You know? Tiny victories sometimes. When that's what you've got, that's what you got to celebrate. And that's what you've got, buddy. And that's why I'm so excited for you. Happy 50th birthday, pal.
Wow, very nice. Why was he
sexily laying down on a couch,
that's
flaunting his hair at me?
Just because, yeah.
Do you see that?
He's so much better than you.
Fuck.
In every way.
Like,
yeah.
The second I saw him, I got excited in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
are there more of those, or can we
correct him that it's actually your 40th?
No, why would you? Why would you? Why would you do that?
Once the video is recorded, you really can't do anything about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't do it again.
Or whatever.
Because
yeah.
Film costs money.
Yeah.
Time is money.
Let's go on with the next one. Okay?
Fuck this cake.
We got a couple more.
Nick, I think you know why I'm here. Chris Hansen of Hansen versus Predators at the Catch a Predator. Been going through some transcripts. Gonna need you to take a seat right over there. First of all, this suspicious screen name, Blow My Trumpet 69.
Okay.
Really? Better behave yourself, son. You don't want to meet me in a dark kitchen someplace. And if you can behave yourself, then Andy and I would like to wish you a very happy 40th birthday. So I have my tried lemonade, wine cooler, or White Claw on me. We use those in the current investigations. Have a very happy birthday.
Thank you, Chris Hansen.
Did Chris Hansen just accuse me of being a predator from his own bedroom?
Who knows?
Where was he filming that from?
Probably a hotel room.
What's he looking for these
days?
Is he still catching people?
Yeah, he's still catching people.
Oh, he's still catching, man.
Yeah, he said it right there. He said, have a White Claw. He said, we use those in our current investigation.
Yeah, because those are like candy for underage people.
Absolutely. So thank you, Chris. We appreciate that video.
Wow.
Didn't pay much for it.
Mm. I thought I spent a lot of money on this, but that must have cost a pretty penny.
Yeah. All right, well, we have one final one. All right, so go ahead and play the video.
Please don't let it be for my family.
Hey, what's up, Nick? Joey Fatone.
What the fuck?
I heard you're turning 40 today, so happy freaking birthday. Today's your birthday. Holy cow. 40 years old, man. That's not too bad. And I heard that, you know, you guys have this little running joke I hear that when NSYNC started that I was already 40 years old. Really, bro?
Why would you tell me
really,
that?
Nick? But you know what? I may be 42 years old. But you still look 75. How about that, huh, buddy? How about that, Nick? How do you like that?
Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it, Joey.
I don't like that there's bad blood between me and Joey Fatone
now. Why would you tell him that? Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yay. And thank you to all of you. If anyone blessing you want a piece of cake,
sure.
You can come on and grab that.
It's hard to believe, you weren't in the room. Got cut up.
He saw literally every single person walk, and he just didn't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
I'm not going to make him be a part of anything he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and expense all those videos.
Oh, no, we don't do that. So those are going to have to come out of your pocket as a general rule.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question. Who is more expensive, Joey Fatone or Chris Hansen?
Joey Fatone.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. We thought about getting Alexis and paying her on Cameo. We were gonna pay because Alexis is on Cameo.
Alexis Pence. Pence
yeah.
is on Cameo.
That's her and Hunter.
Hilarious.
And so we were gonna pay for her.
That's my favorite thing ever.
And then have you get mad and be like, why wouldn't you just ask her for a video?
She's busy, man.
Yeah,
she's busy. I totally get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, she's busy.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Then you didn't either?
Huh?
You didn't pay her on Cameo or ask her in real life?
Well,
we got Joey Fatone.
There was also one that I was waiting for on Cameo that I paid for that still hasn't responded. So I might have to try to. We might show it next week.
Do you want
to
guilt them? We can guilt them, him or her, right now.
We can show it next week. Hopefully, I'll have it by then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, guys.
So happy birthday, man.
Thank you
happy
so much. Birthday. Thanks for celebrating this to me. I appreciate it. Everyone, we're gonna take. Thanks. Yeah. We're gonna take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors. That's right. Oh, sorry. Some of them are covered with
can you give me a little fork
with frosting. You want a little fork action? Yeah. Don't give them to Joe, though. Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what happened last time.
I know her track record with forks.
Scary. Our first sponsor today is Upstart. Between hitting the gym, eating cleaner or leaner, or learning a new skill, there's a lot of ways you can better ourselves in the new year, but I can't think of one that's more important than starting the year off tackling high-interest credit card debt. My friends at Upstart.com are here to help. Upstart is the revolutionary lending platform that allows smarter rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a much smarter interest rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the next business day. It's the very next business day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. You've heard us talk about this. Greg Miller, of course, moved to the city, took out a bad personal loan with a horrible rate because he didn't know any better. And if he'd had Upstart, he'd have been in a much better off place when he first started at IGN. You guys can be better off as well. Here's how you do it. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category of over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. And hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your interest rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/morning. Next up, let me tell you something. Support for the Kind of Funny Morning Show comes from Manscaped, who is the best men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools put in their family jewels. See, I put a little spin on that.
I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, man. It's 2020, and you know what that means? New year, new me, new balls. That's what they put there. I didn't write that. Men, listen up. Harry Bush are a thing of 2019. I'll go as far as say they're a thing of 1970. If you've had Harry Bush this long, you got to get on Manscaped right now. If you're going to pick any New Year's resolution this year, let it be to take care of your junk. Manscaped makes it easy with their grooming products. Tim's using Manscaped, thank God, because last time I saw him naked, it was like a woolly mammoth. It's like, let's get that thing just sculpted into something that's you know, viewable.
When was the last time you...
It's blown my past that. It doesn't matter. We're loving this. I've had multiple instances where I've used the wrong tool to groom the family jewels, and you get a little nick, and it ruins your whole week. You can't walk with your right leg if that happens.
A little
nick
is often with one leg. My week, yeah.
A little nick. How dare you? That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. Manscaping accidents. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just dirty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. Start the new year off right by using the best tool for the job. Your balls will thank you. Again, that deal is get 20% off and free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code MORNING. Lastly, we got ButcherBox, ladies and gentlemen. I just had a ButcherBox delivered, and I was super excited because Greg texted me. He was like, hey, this got delivered, and you weren't here. And I was like, if you... steal my ButcherBox.
Lay a finger on it.
Don't lay a finger on my ButcherBox. Keep it, because I like meat. Everyone knows that. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to my home. All meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individuals. Or, if me and Kevin are partying, there you go. Packed fresh and shipped frozen and vacuum sealed so it stays that way. It's the best meat shipped right to your door, which means one less trip to the grocers. Options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar and nitrate-free bacon. It's the best meat should be. Man, this sounds good. Now it's making me hungry for more ButcherBox. Thankfully, we have some in the back. Right now, you can get 2 pounds of salmon absolutely free, plus $20 off your first box. Go to butcherbox.com/morning or use promo code MORNING at checkout. That's ButcherBox.com/morning or use the promo code MORNING at checkout. Let me tell you, this year, I'm going to eat even better and spend less time and money at the grocery store than ever. Thanks to ButcherBox. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Warboat.
Go for it, Andy. Go for it, Nick. Go for it now. Sink my ship.
Ba-bom.
Gonna sink my ship. I hope I get a hint. Nick is playing these mind games. but really I am to blame. Save the war on.
Why aren't you jumping?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
It's already over.
Okay,
it's
I apologize. Over, I was just worried about like this last piece of cake that I want. Don't throw my cake out. I want to eat the rest of it.
And Bear, can you make sure to cover the screen whenever you're done putting away the cake?
Now, here's the thing. I was playing mind games with you last week.
Yeah.
Or maybe I wasn't. Were you reading the comments?
Huh?
You cheating in the comments?
No, but I just assume you were playing mind games because maybe people in the office have told me.
Kevin? Was that Kevin? Was Kevin the people in the office that
I
told
know.
You?
I don't know.
Kevin, you told me you remain impartial even though you like Andy way more
I
than
I think
me.
It was a form of mental terrorism, and...
Oh, hold on, we got a little bit more.
I could sue you for that.
Yeah, a mental terrorism?
Yeah.
No, that's just working here. Mm. That's just what all of us put
true.
Each other through
it's so
on
true.
A fucking daily basis.
All right, oh my God. My
and every time I try to be nice, people bring me right back in.
I'm so scared you're going to look at my...
I'm not going to look at your stupid board. I know. I already sank one of your ships, and I know where the other one is. It's only a matter of time.
How did you know you still had a ship left, huh?
It's only a matter of time.
You're cheating too? You reading comments?
I can see. I mark my boards properly.
But you went like 2 months without knowing
that I didn't sink one?
Yeah,
because you didn't tell me.
Okay. I'm looking at my pieces now.
Look at your stupid pieces.
And I wanted to pick, I believe, C6 last time.
Yeah, again, a stupid
And I
mistake.
Broke the chain. I broke the pattern. As you can see,
stupid,
I have
stupid
this
mistake.
Checkerboard pattern running. And I broke the pattern, but I'm not breaking it this time. I'm going for C6.
You really don't want C6. I mean, as your friend, I'm telling you right now, that's just
I don't believe
that's
you.
That's just dumb.
I don't believe you. I'm going for C6.
Kevin, should he pick C6? Exactly. You shouldn't do it.
It was
you should
silent.
Not do it.
It was silent.
I don't like that Kevin's abstaining from this conversation.
I want C6. I broke my pattern. That's on me. I freaked.
I just realized that it's backwards. What I thought was right might be backwards. I'm not saying any information there. It's a reversed image. I didn't think about that. But you know, you got it, Andy.
What does a C? Here's I'll give you a hint. What's a backward C look like? Does it look like a J? Maybe you should go with J6. Maybe that's when I stop.
No, I'm sticking to my pattern. I'm going with C6. He has the white piece.
I have two pieces in my hand.
Morpheus?
One is going in C6 and the other one's not. Are you sure this is your final answer?
I'm taking the red pill.
Because if you miss this one, you're gonna give me the lead that I need to just tear a hole in straight in you.
Nope.
C6, final answer?
Yes, C6 is my final answer.
Fuck. That's a hit.
No! Yes!
That was a hit, you piece of shit. You piece of
oh
shit.
Oh my God, now it's like, all right, is it horizontal or is it vertical? That's what we're looking at.
That's
going to
be the big question. Yay, everyone's happy.
That's what we're looking at now. Because it's a two-piecer. It's the only two-piece. Yeah, it's a two-piecer.
I hate you. All right.
I knocked all the pegs off of mine.
I'm going to go. I have to start eliminating things fast here. You have like three more moves left before.
Time is clicking.
Time is of the essence. I'm going to go with E7.
I'm not going to entertain the joke. There's a miss.
God damn it.
I'm not going to entertain it. We're on the right track. I have 2 weeks to win this. I have 2 weeks. One more piece. You've got three.
I hate it.
Can you do it?
I hate it.
Can you do it?
I can't. I literally can't. It's not mathematically possible. I would have needed that to be the thing. This is just like that stupid Connect 4 game. We're playing the blockbuster movie theme that Blessing got me next time. That's what we're going to do. Woo! One trivia question a day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is KFAF. We do the show weekly here at Kinda Funny. If you want to be a part of the show, you can go over to patreon.com/kindafunny, back us at the bronze tier, and you can suggest ideas for bits that we do, and you can suggest questions for Ask Andy Anything. Of course, right now we're going to do, you can also suggest, excuse me, that's the whole point of this rant, Photoshop challenge suggestions as well, just like Colin Davis did last week. He asked for famous historical photos or paintings.
It's a good week, boys.
Is it a good week?
Like, going through them last night, I was like, holy shit, this might be the most impressive
one.
So everybody who submitted this last week, like, fucking good job, everybody.
Great job, everyone. I'll be the judge of that.
I will say, make sure, for future reference, make sure when you submit, you only submit to Sad Boy Barrett on Twitter or Kinda Funny Vids on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because a couple of y'all, I assume maybe this was your first time either watching or submitting, but I think I was tagged in a couple of them. So just...
You really only need to tag Kinda Funny Vids and use the hashtag KFAF, because that's how I look look them up.
Hashtag KFAF. All
right.
No.
You can do whatever you want. But just shave your bush, manscaped.com. First up, we got Boston Beer Dude.
Boston Beer Dude.
That's amazing. That's Andy as Nixon, of course, not being a crook, even though he fucking cheats at War Vote. Not a big deal.
Hey, look how many figures he's got left. That's how many pieces I've got left to kill you in War Vote, dude. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I hate it. I hate losing. Okay, Greedy Ears gave us number 2.
Oh, God, no.
Amazing. That ruins Marilyn Monroe for me for life.
Oh, my God, so much.
Oh, my God. Me and Andy are in the back.
We're in the back.
Andy's taking a picture up her skirt, you dirty, dirty bastard. And me, I'm just not doing anything to stop it.
No, you're not.
I couldn't stop it, but I'm going to look
at the photo later.
I'm going to ask her a copy. Hey, can I get a copy of that picture?
Yeah, it takes like a
month. Send me a link to that picture. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ben, please be excited. Gave us number 3. Let's see what we got.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, my God.
Is that the drawing from Titanic?
Yeah, it sure is.
Why is her jewel so big?
It's the heart of the ocean.
It sure is, Kevin.
It looks like a fucking walnut or something.
It's big. God, this makes me just... This has such a range of emotions to
it. An actual moment in real history.
It is.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Far. Let's see, Charles Jacobson, number 4. That's awesome.
God damn.
Why is this so good? Where's that guy's head? Where'd it go?
Does he have one?
I don't know. This is my winner right now, though, because I want to look like that.
Man, can you imagine if you looked like that?
That would be so cool.
You look like, who's that one bald porn star? Johnny Sins? That's who you look like right there.
Johnny Sins.
Except he's bald.
Does everything?
Except he's bald, he doesn't have a beard.
I always thought of myself more as a Rocco Zeffirelli kind of guy.
Never heard of him.
He's just
but he sounds like he's from the 1930s.
Dirty Italian kind of guy.
He's so dirty.
He sounds
so
like
dirty.
He's the 1930s.
He's so dirty.
He's so very dirty.
All right, number 5.
Netflix.
I know, I watched it. Number 5 comes from Noah Alzire.
Oh, wow. This is really good.
Amazing. What is this?
This is from the Great Depression, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a really good Photoshop job.
Yeah.
Really good.
I mean, this is like again, actually you're making me sad.
You're playing with house money whenever you do black and white because there's no skin pigmentation
matching.
It's so
much easier. I know. All you have to do is just the brightness levels.
Yeah, but it's still
levels.
Really good.
The chroma levels, as they say.
Very, very good.
Sorry, luminance levels.
It blends so perfectly with the hairline of the woman in the photo. Fantastic.
Oh, that's not Greg's hair. That's crazy.
He would look so cool with long hair.
He would.
That's what I'm telling you. I want him to grow hair like Matt Mercer.
I want him to do anything that's different than my haircut.
Okay.
Anything. That's all I care about.
Or the hair, I mentioned this one time, the hair that Iron Man has in the Avengers video game that just got delayed. Very, very long, very, very wavy in the back.
Looks cool. Very 70s almost.
Yeah.
We should show Greg this picture and tell him to fuck off. Let's see. Philip J. Woodward gave us number 6.
Oh, is that me?
Nitro Musket.
I love this.
That's amazing.
I love the legend before
rifles.
I love it.
The Nitro Musket. I love that they still knew what Nitro was back then. I like how KFAF and our smiley is carved into the tree.
It's fantastic.
Man, your face looks perfect on
that. I look
that.
Beautiful.
That's great.
I love it. That was Philip J. Woodward?
That was Philip J.
Very
Woodward.
Very talented.
Good job, Philip.
I love it.
Grant O'Brien
That's like the
submitted.
Cover of a novel you would be forced to read in third grade.
Oh, God. And I would hate reading it, but then I would like be like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
And never read it
You read it after Where the Red Fern Grows?
Yes.
And before Old Yeller?
Yep. Yeah. Number 7?
Good one.
Grant O'Brien.
Oh my God, this is great.
Look at Cool Greg.
Cool Greg fits in here so does Barrett and Gary.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
Tim fits so well.
Dude, look at, is that Josh?
Yep.
Oh my God, the Ace Man's there.
But
and
look at the detail, like the photos.
This is unbelievable.
This is
insane.
Wow.
This is,
Look at Johnny Ace in the front.
Was this when we got Osama bin Laden?
This was, yeah.
This is amazing.
This is the raid. This was Saddam Hussein, wasn't it?
Was it Saddam?
It was one of them.
One or the other, but it's cool that Hillary Clinton's watching KFAF. I heard she was a huge fan.
Look at Bo and fucking Biden just chilling there as well.
Man, Biden just... You know what's great about Biden? He looks good in a tie and when he's got no tie.
Yeah. Man, and Jen's reaction in the back with her eyes kind of wandering... Like, all
but
of this
not
looks,
looking at us.
This is so incredible.
It's awesome that they got us all looking in the right direction. I'm assuming the eyes are... they repainted the eyes for all of us. Because some of us look a little creepy.
But some of them
Cool Greg looks, his eyes look really dilated, and I'm sure that's not natural.
No, I think that's actually Cool Greg's photo, because I remember, I've seen this photo before.
That's a great
this
photo.
This is great.
Eight comes from Jesse Smith.
So that was Grant O'Brien?
That was Grant that's O'Brien. Fantastic. Good job, Grant. That's a winner for this week for sure. This is awesome. That's awesome. Oh, this is really good.
Look at Cool Greg getting past a blunt from Barrett.
Oh, is that, oh, I thought he was lighting a cigarette. He's passing him a cig. Okay.
Yeah, why does my
neck? I got a fucking dope-ass Batman tattoo.
Fuck you do. That's pretty cool.
I have no neck just like in real life. With giant you're shoulders. Down, you know? Yeah, sure.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
I love Johnny Ace and then Nick over here. Like, the Johnny Ace one looks so good, and then Nick went...
Why did? How is it possible that Johnny Ace looks bigger than me?
The Ace Man is so much better than you.
Also, I do want to give a shout out. This, if I'm not mistaken, is the first time Blessings made the Photoshop.
Yeah.
Challenges.
All right.
Good job. Way to stay contemporary. Way to stay current with us. That's cool.
I love the Fran's hair flowing in the wind.
Oh,
beautiful.
God, Fran, that picture of him. Why was his hair like that? Jesus
Gary
Christ,
just chilling there at the end.
Number,
I love this one.
Let's go to number 9. This is from David at Zelda's Dada. All right.
Impersonating a sheriff?
Impersonating sheriff?
It says sheriff.
You know what? You guys don't understand how fun it was to be in band. I'm not even going to defend this. I don't feel the need to, but
this
I will
defend
it. It was awesome.
This is incredible.
That's really well done.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We've saved the best for last, maybe. Matt Ferguson coming in at number 10, usually bringing the heat.
Wow. You are Walt Disney.
Is that Walt Disney?
Yeah.
Wow.
Drawing a Warboat Andy. It's
Steamboat
Willie. Willie.
That's amazing. Look how good. Andy. Look how good his drawing of you is.
That's fantastic.
That's really, really cool.
Look at the Greg laughing from the Greg meme recently where he was laughing about Mr. Robot. We got
his
milk
eyes bulged out like a Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
It was so creepy. Was I said, scary. Don't laugh it like that again. You have a fucking heart attack,
this
right?
This is so good. This is very, God, we have so many good ones.
So many good. Let's go through these real quick. I'm going to put 10 on the list for sure.
Okay. 10, like for me, 10, 10, 9, 8 already.
9, 8 on the list. These
7.
Are great. 7 on the list.
7 is my absolute golden winner.
Those are the 4. Those are the 4 right now. Let's see, 6. This is awesome too.
God.
Shit, maybe we're going to have to add another frame because this is definitely a winner.
Like I'm posting this on my Twitter for
sure. Yeah, for sure. Number 5.
I don't know. I like this is good, but I don't think it's as good
it's,
as the other one.
It's the fact that he put Nitro Musket in there. God,
yeah.
This is good too. They're all really good this week.
Told you.
That's really good too.
Fuck.
That's so creepy.
It.
Yeah, that just shocks
I
you.
About it. That's
it's
scary.
Shocking.
We've been on such a journey. We've forgotten the old submissions.
That's pretty amazing as well.
Holy fuck!
And of course,
fuck,
Andy,
man.
I'm still gonna stick with the top, the last
10,
five.
9, 8, 7.
Yeah, 10 on 8 7. We'll go with that. Those are great. Let's just do 10 on 8 7. Everyone, you did great this week.
This is
thank
beautiful.
You so much for that. Thank you, of course, to Colin Davis for that submission over on Patreon.com/kindoffunny. I appreciate you so much. Next week's theme, it's 2020, ladies and gentlemen. We got a whole slew of fucking awesome movies to look forward to. So we're gonna do 2020 movie posters. How about that? That's given to us by Michael, aka Eat My Balls. He submitted that over on Patreon.
Thanks, Eat My Balls.
And now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy anything.
Hey, Andy. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys' new head coach? Asks Benji.
Kevin, can you play the All Sorts of Sports intro?
No. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Kevin says he can't do that.
Damn. Okay.
We wanted to, but we can't do
I'm not. Right. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'll just say that. I think he's a... I want a character with guts. I want a character that goes for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
I want a character that risks it
it's,
for the biscuit.
It's fourth and five, and we're not kicking a field goal.
And here's
we're
the thing,
do
you
a two-point conversion.
Progressive commercials. He's in all the commercials.
I love Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He used to coach Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks to ever live. Probably the best. Yep. I know Tom Brady has more rings, but
probably
I think
Tom
Aaron Rodgers has better stats overall.
Sure, but,
Tom here's
Brady's
the thing.
Remember
so Aaron good. Rodgers is fantastic. Now, with a head coach like that, I mean, he should win so many rings with Aaron Rodgers. Only has one ring for Aaron Rodgers. That's a crime. It's like Jordan only winning one ring. You know what I mean?
That'd be sad.
Like, you need more. You know what I mean?
I only have one ring.
So, I'm cautiously optimistic. I hope he, I don't know, I hope he's opened his mind to an analytical and statistical way of looking at football.
Hey, Andy. What are your opinions on Awkwafina? Asks Mitch Krasen.
I've never seen a movie with her.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen Awkwafina. I've seen two movies with her. I saw Crazy Rich Asians, where she was fucking hilarious.
I fucked up the joke. I should have said I prefer Evian. Can you ask it again, and we'll cut it out?
I got you, bro. I got you, boo.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy. What is your opinion of Awkwafina?
I don't know if I've seen a movie with her. Fuck. I fucked it up again, dude. Dasani's better.
What games are you most excited to play in 2020, knowing there are so many awesome releases coming out? Asks Shell Nobi.
Everybody wants to point towards the obvious answers.
Cyberpunk.
Right? Cyberpunk.
Right.
We got
the Doom Eternals.
Doom Eternal. We got.
You okay there?
I don't know. Last of Us 2, right?
You want to blow my nose? Blow your nose on my hand?
No, thank you.
I have tissue paper there.
But I want to look at like the smaller releases, right? And the problem is I can't think of any right now.
Axiom Verge 2? Is that coming out this year?
I don't think so.
Well, fuck me. Fuck me.
Thanks for watching this episode, everybody.
Everyone, thank you so much for your support, and thank you for all the well wishes that I'm sure I'm going to get after this for my 40th birthday. Remember, if you guys like this content at all, or any of our content, make sure you subscribe to our channel. I know it's just a vanity number, but man, it makes me feel so fucking good when it goes up. For my birthday, Mookie. If you haven't subscribed to this, if you're just kind of coming in and coming out of it, why don't you fucking jump in the pool? Why don't you stop being a Fairweather fan and jump in the mother-humping pool? Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.